I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Once again, great to have you joining us. Two decades strong, working on three, and making us part of your Montana mornings. 24 years now. Very much appreciate that. Tom Schultz alongside. Let's move on. Let's go to the 68th. Let's go to the State House and check in with our executive. It is Montana. Governor. It comes out of my mouth every now and again as a former congressman, but it's Montana Governor Greg Gianforte here on Voices. How you doing, sir?
Tom, it's good to be with you.
Thank you for being here.
And we have a lot to show from this 68th legislative session. We when I came into office, it was a little like cleanup on aisle four. So we've been peeling the red tape back. We've been reducing the tax burden on hardworking Montanans. And there's a bunch of other stuff to celebrate as well.
Well, let's go into that. I mean, what will be the impact here of the 68th as you see it from your seat?
Well, we had a very anti-business climate in the state. We had one of the highest tax regimes in the Rocky Mountain West and in the country, actually. So we made substantial progress. We were fortunate because we had been conservative in our budgeting 2 years ago. We funded all the essential services, but we didn't grow government. And as a result, we had a big surplus. So what we did with that surplus was we gave $1 billion back to Montanans, both in rebate checks and permanent rate reductions. We fix what was broken, mental health, the state prison. We saved for a rainy day. And then we still had money left over, so we paid off all the state debt. Montana's now debt-free. So that was on the tax side. On the regulatory side, the lieutenant governor did such a fabulous job going through every line, every regulation. We had almost 190 red tape relief bills this session, and I'm going to have the pleasure of signing most of them into law. And that just lifts the burden off of small businesses and farms and ranches. So there's a lot there to celebrate.
I'm going to pass this text message along. And it'll get us into a discussion on Senate Bill 99. According to the Legislative Fiscal Division in March of 2023, Montana stands to lose more than $7 billion in federal funds for noncompliance of established federal non-discrimination laws if Senate Bill 99 is implemented. So the question is, and this comes from Ryan in Great Falls. Thank you, Ryan. How will the governor reconcile this potential loss of revenue to our state budget?
Well, I'm not sure that's true. But what Senate Bill 99 does, very simply, is says we're not going to do sex change operations or administer drugs to do sex changes on minors. And, you know, this just makes common sense. We don't let minors drive cars, drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, go to tanning salons, enlist in the military, vote until they're of an age of consent. It does nothing to restrict what consenting adults can do to themselves. And this is a very passionate issue. I've met with transgender kids. I've met with their parents. It's a real issue in their lives. But to allow permanent, life-changing medical procedures on these young people, it's just not right. We're going to protect children in Montana. That's what we did in Senate Bill 99.
Yeah, and a lot of states have followed suit. The science is just not there at this point, and we've kind of covered that. And I thank you, Ryan, for that text message. And I should reference when we said not true. This is probably a fiscal, not the, a fiscal note, but also a legal review from the Federal Legislative Fiscal Division. And they say this could happen, but there certainly is a, you know, they're just warning folks and legislators of potential ramifications there. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte with us here. Let's Let's go into, as we're talking about kids, let's go into some of this sex trafficking legislation that got passed. And I know that the Attorney General and you have worked on getting more resources into the criminal justice system there. And I just talked with Brian Lockerbie, who's in that division, who's very, very happy. And he said, Governor, that he felt like his whole law enforcement team got a boost in the arm, a pat on the back for this. And he said it was very much needed.
Yeah, we're going to stand with the men and women in blue. We've seen an uptick in violent crime and human trafficking. And it's tied back to the porous southern border that the current federal administration has given us. We have drugs flooding into Montana because the southern border is so open. And we need to do two things. And this has been the priority in our administration. Number one, we need to make sure law enforcement has the resources they need to interdict these drugs, to lock up these traffickers, and put them behind bars. And right in parallel with that, we need to make sure we're funding addiction recovery services so that we can help the nonviolent individuals that are trapped in addiction get healthy again. That's why our budget funded 8 additional drug treatment courts. In this go-round, we put $300 million into mental health services to rebuild our state hospital and to bring back community-based mental health. And we increased the funding for the Heart Fund, which puts money into community-based nonprofits that are working in these areas to help people get back and self-sustain. Because, you know, we need a safety net for people that fall through, whether it's drug addiction or mental illness or being trapped in human trafficking. And we want government services to be a trampoline that gets them back on their feet as productive members of society, not a hammock they climb into and stay for the rest of their life.
You know, I think some of that that attitude about prevention and just taking stand, that may be carried over because you see legislation regarding TikTok. You see legislation in this Montana 68th legislature preventing China from buying up American farmland. There's a number of things there, I think, that have signaled that many people are ready to stand a little firm against some of these.
Well, we saw this spy balloon come over Montana, hovering over our ballistic missile sites, collecting intelligence and wiring it back to Beijing. And then we have this app on our phones that's surveilling Montana citizens. We took action last year. We blocked TikTok on all state equipment and extended that to our campuses through the Regents. And I just yesterday signed a bill. I have a bill on its way to my desk that will block TikTok on all devices in the state of Montana, because not everybody in the world is our friend. We also have seen this recently with the acquisition of land by the Chinese Communist government. And just yesterday, I signed a bill that makes it illegal for any foreign adversary to buy farmland in Montana and illegal to buy property near military bases of any type. So this is a first, really, for us to continue to protect the people of Montana.
You know, and we've seen, and thank you again, Governor Greg Gianforte is with us here for just a few minutes as we wrap up the 68th legislative session, although it's not wrapped up. There's a few, I'm sure, signing ceremonies upcoming here. I know one of the, you would say it's a joke, but it's more of a humorous anecdote, because you're not kidding when you say, you know, how many guns do we want or need? I'm not sure how that goes. Just one more, so to speak, because you're very much a hunting enthusiast. So I appreciate that. But I know there's a lot of truth into that. Montana has pushed back too when it comes to or securing more of our Second Amendment rights. You want to address that?
We have, you know, in the 2021 session, we've seen this anti-gun agenda has really taken over state capitals, the federal government. These woke activists have pushed it into banking and other services investments. That's why we took a couple of actions working with the Board of Investments. We've pulled back the ability of these woke Wall Street people and people in San Francisco from voting the interests of Montana's retirement funds. We pulled back $26 billion. we're now voting these proxies, these shares, without any of this ESG bias. And I signed a bill just 2 weeks ago that would ban the use of ESG in any of this investment. We also added an anti-discriminatory clause that says banks that choose to discriminate based on these issues, whether it's climate change or guns, well, then they're not going to be eligible to do business with the state of Montana. So that's now law here.
And I think I appreciated that pushback as well. Can you talk about how much pushback there might, or how we should be vigilant regarding further intrusions of the ESG mode, I suppose?
Yeah, ESG, for folks that aren't familiar, is environmental and social governance. It used to be, and I ran a public company for 8 years, and you need good governance. But that really amounts to making sure you have independent directors who are knowledgeable. You want people on your finance committee that know about finance, for example. And you don't want board members that are, the term is overboarded. They're serving on too many boards because they don't have enough attention to focus. You want enough independence of the board. So there are legitimate governance concerns in any business. And there's a national firms that survey this and give companies grades. Well, what the woke activists have done is they've infiltrated this and said, okay, yeah, you want to look at the quality of the board members, but you also want to look at how the company is addressing climate change or what they're doing to reduce carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Certain large banks have chosen not to bank anybody in the firearms business because they think that's somehow not legitimate. Well, we want to make sure, and for individuals, you all have, many of you have retirement savings. It might be in a 401k. If they are, those investment firms are voting your shares to further their political bias. And that's why you want to make sure you're with firms that are not doing that. That's why the state pulled back $26 billion of resources, the voting on those shares, to make sure that we were only pursuing financial return. And some woke activist in New York or San Francisco wasn't furthering their political agenda using the retirement funds of Montanans.
Would certainly encourage people to look into it more, environmental, social, and governance, and governance, and see how it does impact us here on a local level. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is with us, so we'll take a short break and come on back with more. I got a text message to pass along to the governor and a question from Justin in Circle. So stand by. It is from Montana for Montana, and back with more of Voices of Montana in a bit.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Lightning round as we head into the weekend with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte here on Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. I'm going to pass along this message and thank you for it at 781-627-5483. Tom, please pass this message to Governor Gianforte. Thank you, sir, for your strong pro-life stance and for signing the pro-life bills from this session. Montana and your administration are a shining light on the Hill for the rest of this country. It's a great opportunity, Governor, to talk about those pro-life bills.
Yeah, and you know, everybody knows me. I ran as a pro-life candidate. Life is precious. We need to protect it from conception through natural death. The legislature was busy. They sent me 10 pro-life bills. I was able to sign 5 of them this week. There's 5 more on their way to me. I anticipate signing them when they get to me. The first one makes sure taxpayer dollars are not being used for elective abortions. The second one makes sure that babies born alive from a botched abortion are given the same care that any other patient would. We also protected the conscience of those that are providing medical services, and it does not compel them to participate in a procedure they don't support. We're also licensing abortion clinics now, so they have to measure up to the same medical standards of every other medical clinic. And the last one, I would just note, we passed a $7,500 tax credit for adoption. If people are willing to open up their loving home, we should be adopting these kids, not aborting them. And now we made it a little bit easier financially with this new bill.
Well, I think that's one of those things that's going to help people, honestly, and hopefully change lives. Let's grab a quick one here. Justin, listening in circle to KDZN 96.5 out of Glendive. You're on with Governor Gene Forte, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Greg, I got a quick question about school funding. We just had a mill levy that failed to get a school rebuilt here in Macomb County. And, you know, the Keystone Pipeline was going to provide a lot of tax revenue for our county.
Yep.
Is there anything the state can do to help get a school built or gym built here?
Well, the schools are primarily funded locally. That's why projects like Keystone XL are so important. I think the best thing we can do is get a strong economy. And for so long, you know, Montana really hasn't been open for business. So as we build out our tax base, it's easier. And I've really done everything I can to make sure that we protect that local tax base to make sure these schools are properly funded, because our goal in education has got to be to help every child reach their full potential.
Justin, thank you for that. And if you don't mind hanging on, I might want to chat with you on the other side and just get a lay of the land up there in Circle. Can you do that for me? Or I can call you back. Are you all okay with that?
Yeah, I can be on the line.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate that. Governor Gene Forte, thank you too, sir. In 20 seconds, what are you doing for fun?
Oh, I drew a paddlefish tag, so I'm going to the Missouri. We're going to see if we can snag a paddlefish.
All right. Pictures, please. Thank you. I appreciate it, Governor. Right. Yep. Take
thanks.
Care, sir.
Bye-bye.
And thanks for the public service. And thank you for listening as well. Gosh, it's great. I really do mean that. Get out there and have a charitable weekend.